Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 2¾ cents at 653¼, May wheat up 2½ cents at 707¼, and May beans up 4 cents at 1481¼. We did have another new sale this morning, 178,000 metric tons of old crop corn to China. Obviously, we have the report tomorrow, which is going to be the center of attention out here. We're looking for lower corn, bean, and wheat stocks out here. And we'll have to see how the acres adjust to all that. But the export sales today were weak. Wheat a combined 188, 151 old. Corn basically 1.04, well under the 1.6 they were looking for, so about 600,000 lighter than the average guesses out there. China did take 709,000 metric tons of that corn. Japan took 163. The bean number was 348. That was well under the 550 they were looking for. China took 153 of that. So Chinese demand is still in the market, obviously. We have the stocks report again tomorrow. They should be lower. But the fact of the matter is, the market hasn't acted great over the last several weeks out here, despite all this. But the funds are coming back into this market the last 3 or 4 days, adding to long positions in wheat, long positions in beans and meal. They're covering some short wheat out here. I still have them short after yesterday, about 72,000 contracts of wheat and about 40,000 contracts of corn. They're about even in the oil, along 123,000 contracts of beans and 119,000 contracts of meal. So they're lighter than they were on the corn and the beans and meal, but they've been active buyers in here. We'll see if they want to buy some more here before the report. The dollar is under pressure here. It's down 50 ticks at 101.80. The Dow Jones is up 200. Crude oil is up 79 a barrel, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag out there, but that should be a little bit supportive of the grains, as certainly the bank crisis seems to be on the back burner for now. I don't think we're anywhere near out of the woods on this banking problem out here. But, you know, again today I would expect the funds to cover some more shorts in the corn and the wheat, maybe add a little bit to the beans. We'll see where they want to take it. But with the report tomorrow, I wouldn't think they'd want to get too aggressive, but, you know, who knows out here. Viterra is the world's largest grain exporter. They said they're going to stop trading in Russia, joining Cargill in their announcement yesterday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.